Hey there, my friend. It's Trisha Carr. Real quick before we head into this episode, I just want to make sure that you know about Modern Mystic Life, a subscription service for spiritual mentoring and education. The monthly subscription is only $11.11 per month. We have regular support and inspiration delivered with the utmost ease right into your text messenger 2 to 4 times per week. You can use your mobile device or your desktop messenger to access the lessons and meditations, a monthly MP3 download of a produced meditation, at least once per month live meditation led by me. There is no account login, and we have a monthly live class workshop. These are usually $35 for non-subscribers, so it is quite a deal. And the community is amazing. This is a way for you to support the Charmed Life podcast and also a way for us to be able to work more closely together. So do check out how you can subscribe in the show notes. I hope to see you there. Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe, and I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm Trisha Carr. This is the Charmed Life podcast, live on my YouTube channel, and, you know, you might be finding it some other places, or you may be listening to this in replay on the actual podcast. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Now, if you are joining me live or watching this in replay, I had a guest scheduled for today and somehow it didn't work out. But keep your eye open if you are coming, hoping to be able to see that guest. I'm sure we will connect sometime soon because I've actually been on this person's podcast and we had an amazing time. You know, what's funny is I went ahead to come on today to talk to you about synchronicities and how spirit, how life, whether you call it spirit or whatever you call it, is communicating to us, communicating with us and guiding us with synchronicities in amazing ways. Hi, Kathy Sue. Nice to see you. Oh, I love seeing you. I haven't talked to you, connected with you in a long time. If you're joining us live, say hello and let's get into a conversation together. So synchronicities are one way that our life is being guided, and the way that life is cooperating with us in and with, you know, actually spirit guides or entities, however it is that you look at it. And honestly, it doesn't matter if you have that as a paradigm or not. Hi, Javier. So nice to see you. It is still how life is operating, cooperating with us. So I have a few things I wanted to talk about and how life is cooperating and how synchronicities are the model for how life is cooperating with us. You know, first of all, I want to tell you that sometimes we think synchronicities are supposed to look a certain kind of way. Like we get conditional and even demanding about how synchronicity is supposed to show up for us. But I wonder if we can consider that absolutely everything in every moment is synchronized exactly perfectly for our highest good. If we start to actually expect that, then we can maybe start to see that the things that are not showing up for me as synchronicities are synchronicities. A bit of a paradox there, right? But when we are close to paradox, we are close to creation or the frequency of creator. That actual resonance. And so if we can allow ourselves to fall into the space that everything that is and is not appearing for me is in my divine right order, and it is a cooperation of what is correct for me and what is in my highest good, what is challenging me in the ways that my soul is calling into the universe, or the universe is calling in through my soul and through my life. So I want to talk about why I keep saying life is cooperative. Because the flip side of that and the way that we are conditioned is with the collective unconsciousness that life is not cooperative, that in fact life is competitive. And that life is is not working for us, that we have to work hard in order for life or our life to actually be safe or successful, whatever part of that spectrum that we find ourselves on at any particular time. And we find ourselves on different parts of that all throughout every day, right? And my evidence for you as to why life is designed to be cooperative, I actually borrow from the book Gene Keys by Richard Rudd. And if you haven't, I'm going to look it up and paste it in the chat here. The Gene Keys book by Richard Rudd is an actual offshoot, or it's an advancement or a tangent from Human Design. I'm just going to put the website Gene Keys in here, but there is a book. There's a couple of books, but just the main Gene Keys one is highly valuable. And it is talking about the I Ching, and the I Ching, by the way, is ancient, been around for thousands of years at this point. And it actually, it was actually discovered or developed, both discovered and developed, the I Ching, centuries before the genome, the human genome, was made available for us to observe, to open and look at. And the mathematics that they discovered in the genome is an exact map to the I Ching. So just the intelligence of the of humans, that without the scientific technology, the ancient observational art of the I Ching was able to intuit and pull through just through the human faculties without any augmentations, with such as, you know, scientific tools give us. And without the support of scientific experiments, repeating patterns, a different way that we came about something that is fundamental to us, our genome, our genetics. And so the Gene Keys actually expand on that concept in a brilliant way. So the third Gene Key, in the third Gene Key, Richard writes about how life is actually designed to be cooperative. And it is designed to be cooperative as what can be observed in the single cell. A single cell, as science has discovered, its brain, if you will, is on its membrane. Its brain, its capacity to know and function, is on its membrane. So it's actually its interface. The interface, the membrane of a cell, is how it interacts with its environment, how it processes its environment, and how it gives to its environment. And since that is the case there, that does actually demonstrate that it is designed to be cooperative, because it must cooperate with its environment. Its interface is way out on its cutting edge of its being. And another piece of evidence is that in order for that single cell to evolve into something that is multiple celled, it had to cooperate with its environment and cooperate with other cells. So if life were not designed to be cooperative, it would have ceased to continue long ago. This fundamental truth that can be observed in the simplest aspect of our physical life. Now, we are incorrect in our fear-based collective consciousness in creating competition, creating separation from one another, and being incooperative with one another. And we are conditioned into that. So we have this almost uphill battle to remind ourselves that life is cooperative and it is designed to be cooperative. So if life is cooperative, then synchronicities are cooperating with us to benefit our life, our health, our well-being, our highest good, in every aspect of mind, body, spirit, in every aspect of the full expression of the soul becoming a human physical being. So synchronicities, I'll share with you a few that brought me to today. And one of them is that I actually just read that chapter of the Gene Keys, Gene Key 3, like day before yesterday, and here I am feeling guided to share it. Another is the way that it shows up in my sessions. It showed up many times in my sessions and also in a couple of classes and meditations that I have led since it was probably like three days ago, I actually read that chapter of the Gene Keys. I probably read it over a few days. And so another way, so that's how it shows up in my life. And then I would say that just today, whoever is listening to this, watching this, whether you are live or if you're listening on the replay, that this probably is dropping into your existence in a way that is encouraging and is inviting you to accept the cooperation of life and accept synchronicities, whether they are synchronicities that are appearing or synchronicities that are not appearing. That is also a synchronization of your life. When something isn't appearing for you, it is calling something out of you. Instead of rescuing or filling that space, just as one example, instead of filling that space with something external, it is calling something from within you to be externalized, for you to contribute that piece that it is that you believe that you require. The requirement is already within you. And as that's shown up in this concept of life being cooperative, it is also, there's another thing that has been showing up in this regard. Oh, and then of course, I was going to say my guest not showing up today. That must be a synchronization that is bringing us all together to have this encouragement and interaction with life in the way that we are. And a great attunement for that is something that is a book that keeps coming up. It's like this book or this author is stalking me. And it is a book called The Four Agreements. And if you haven't heard of it, I encourage you to pick it up today and read it or listen to it, however you like to consume books. And if you have and you aren't currently reading it, then maybe this is a synchronicity to encourage you to pick it up again. Here's the thing about this book, The Four Agreements, is that it is a transmission. It is a restorative transmission, meaning that it is restoring us to the deep truth that life is cooperative and that everything that we are experiencing is for our highest good. And as we restore that into our energy, into what would be our home frequency, then it does start to show up as evidences for us. Life can become easier, or life becomes the right amount of challenge to coax from us that inner requirement for us to contribute from the inner being. So the four agreements, probably starting about 2 months ago, I was in a session and I heard Spirit tell me, heard their guides, my clients' guides, talk to them about the four agreements, prescribe, if you will, the four agreements to this person. I'm not a prescribing doctor, but you know what I mean. I'm using that as a metaphor. And so I did. No, actually, this was probably 3 months ago now that as I recall the timeline. And so I did. And then I met with that client again about 2 weeks later. And this client said, I've read it four times and it's changed my life. I was like, awesome. Great. Now, I haven't read the four agreements in probably a few years. It came up again like four more times, just to shorten your story, shorten the story here. And then it came up again this morning before I started today with the client that I had. I said, have you read the four agreements? And the client said, oh my gosh, yes, but I haven't read in a while and it changed my life and blah, blah, blah. And it was in direct correlation with what it was we were working on. Oh, there's one more synchronicity, and that is about two podcast recordings ago or broadcasts ago. The client, I keep saying client when I mean guest or whatever. my guest actually works with Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. Don Miguel Ruiz is the author of The Four Agreements, and Don Miguel Ruiz is the author's son, and you can go back. I'll make sure to post a link in here. That particular guest actually has a friendship and a working relationship with the author's son. And I believe has developed, as I recall, developed a whole process around the four agreements. So having said all of that, let us go ahead and attune to the four agreements, but not before I check out what's going on in the comments here again. Kathy Sue, so perfect for your current experience, right? Synchronicity is always here for us. And the four agreements is a free audiobook on YouTube right now. Brilliant. Thank you for that, Kathy Sue. So great to know. I'm going to share with you a little screen share of just the overview of the four agreements. Now, I'm actually borrowing this from someone's website, it says thrivingadmin.com. So in appreciation of this person, I am posting the actual link of what I'm screen sharing, and I encourage you to check out that person's website because they're being synchronized as a part of this conversation. But I wanted to honor someone who had already been working on the four agreements. So as we look at this, as I read them to you, I encourage you to take a moment right now, and we can all do that together, and take a nice deep cleansing breath and imagine your being opening. And you can imagine that as your heart opening, as your gut opening, the whole central area of your being opening, as if you are like when you listen in and you even put your hand up to your ear to listen and you open your ear to receive something. But in this, we're dropping down into the body with that breath. We're opening the energy, opening the heart, opening the subconscious mind to receive the transmission that comes through just reading even the simple overview of the four agreements. So if you haven't already, or maybe you can do it again, let's take a nice cleansing breath together, opening the being for the transmission. Wonderful. So as these are read, receiving the transmission, I encourage you to also keep in your awareness that these are actually attunements, transmissions that help us to come back to the truth that life is designed to be cooperative and that it is synchronized and that everything, as you live in the field of synchrony, everything that is and is not presenting to you is divine synchronicity. And we will be right back. Hello, Charmed Life listener. It's Trisha, and I am making a special invitation for you to Sacred Sphere. This is a bi-monthly communal learning, practice, and resonance space. It is your community for intuition, manifestation, and spiritual development. It's happening twice per month, and there are special benefits if you subscribe so that you can go to every one of these or see the replays. It is a place for your deep immersive healing and your powerful manifestation practice to unfold in your life. I'm so excited about this. The vision for this is large and wonderful. We're going to be changing our own lives, and I believe we're going to be changing the world. So check it out. The link is in the description. We can't wait to work with you, to see you, to love you there. Empowered Empath. This is a program designed for the sensitive soul, for the person with that empathic nature. And by the way, that is a healing ability. However, this is a healing ability that you can't turn off. You cannot turn off your empathic nature because it's more than just a psychic or healing ability. It is also how you are designed. So the Empowered Empath is a powerful program that is also gentle, consists of four modules with 8 life-altering lessons, 4 aura tuning meditations, and we have bonus group healing and coaching sessions that are coming up really soon. You definitely want to check the show notes so you can see when those are coming up. You have access to it for a whole year. You'll be able to continue to water the garden of your empathic nature. You'll learn how to feel centered and peaceful as a sensitive person, how to use your gifts as a superpower that they are meant to be, and you'll be receiving attunement and healing and new life strategies to live in the power and purpose of your sensitive nature. It's especially tailored for those who want to turn their empathic and sensory overwhelm into intuitive strength. It is immersive, yet very gentle program, and it's suitable for all levels of development. And I especially recommend it for those whose human design body graph reveals that they have an undefined emotional solar plexus. So if you are just ready to turn that sensitive sponging into the thing that we really need right now, we need your sensitive genius shining on this planet to be in the high frequency, high functioning of your sensitive superpower. So join Empowered Empath. You have access to the lessons starting right away. Oh, by the way, it's very affordable and even comes with payment plans. Only $177 for all of this content. And you can make a payment plan of 3 months or 6 months. I made it extremely affordable and accessible because I know what it's like to need the help. So if it's your first time of really healing your empathic nature, or you need to do it another time, this is the program for you. I can't wait to see you there. And now back to the show. So the four agreements. One, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in direction of truth and love. The word is actually a manifestation. We can see in human design, which was the planned topic for today, but then my guest didn't make it on. Human design is a model that shows us how our aura or our energy field works. And just suffice it to say, whether you are really well-versed or brand new to human design, let's just imagine the energy center at the top, which is the crown, and the energy center at the bottom, which is the root. Both of these energy centers are pressure points. They are pressure centers. And what they do is they draw in energy and they pressurize it throughout your whole energy. And it moves through all of the other energy centers, and it goes to the processing center of the ajna and goes through all of these other energy centers. And then the throat is the manifestation center. So the throat does take in energy as well, just as all of the energy centers give and take. However, the way that these two energy centers that are the pressure centers and then the expression center, the manifestation center move, they take in information and eventually everything gets moved out of the throat for manifestation, for creation to occur. So just to put that in frame, if you have problems manifesting, let's just say money, then we want to work with checking into what has occurred in the throat that is creating that issue of things not being manifested. And I don't always like to say block because it's not necessarily always a block. It could be a way that we need to, again, call ourselves forward in our expression or to be able to move something out of the way that is an old expression, which you would call then a block. So when we speak, when we use our word, the word is actually a creation. The word is manifestation. So if we are to use our words impeccably, meaning that we are intentional when we speak them, we are behind them, we're in integrity as we release them, then we are purifying our manifestation frequency. And then we are also calling into existence all of the things that are in our highest good. So being impeccable with your word also means to speak everything that you are in alignment with and to withhold anything that might be speech that you do not align with because it will poison you. And as it says, to not speak against yourself or about others, just one key here is that I am, your I am, your power of I am, is you aligning with God. Source energy, the universe. If we ever use I am to speak against ourselves, I am stupid, I am weak, whatever those might be, that is in my interpretation of what is in the Bible when we were told that speaking against the Holy Spirit is blasphemy, which, you know, I'm not of that religion, but that there are sacred truths in all of the sacred texts. I am is the name of God, and it is the name of God in me. It is the power of your manifestation frequency. So that would actually be blasphemy if we spoke against ourselves. Moreover, if we spoke against another, that would be blasphemy because they are just another version of me. They are also another expression of God energy. In the Law of One, Ra refers to other selves. There's myself and other selves. You are also a self of me, of us. So, and be impeccable with your word, this transmission, and being slowing down to be able to do that creates the space for the divine synchronicities to be received by us, for into our awareness, and for us to be able to move with them. Okay, next we have, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be a victim of needless suffering. Stitch that on a pillow, right? And we all feel that as a truth. We recognize that. And that is ourselves as well. And this one I will just leave with that as we are in relationships, as we relate to others, much like other, as I said a moment ago, other selves, is just another way. They're just another self of us. Relating to others is a form of us relating to ourselves. So if we have a relationship that is functioning beautifully, that is a way that we're relating to ourselves. If we have one that requires work, that is a way that we are relating to ourselves. It's a form of relating to ourselves. And you can imagine all of the other ways. So if we can be impeccable with our word in our relationships and take nothing personally, because everything that anyone is doing as a function of relating is only about where they are. And you can choose that. You can choose how, as you are relating to others, you are giving them of something that is a beautiful way to relate to yourself, so that they won't have to take it personally, but they have the model of treating themselves beautifully. And so as we take nothing personally, it takes us back to ourselves, to us relating with our own person. And it makes us, again, immune to being a victim. Next, we have, don't make assumptions. Find the courage, and I might say presence, to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. I have definitely learned that. In my past, when I was more I'll just be honest, when I was still in PT, when I had PTSD online, I had CPTSD for a while in my life from the trauma and abuse that I had experienced. And when I rushed making assumptions, when I couldn't tolerate being in the moment to actually be present and ask questions. And, you know, I love this quote from Maya Angelou, "Believe people when they show you who they are." And if we don't make assumptions and we have the presence and courage to ask questions, to find out what, to say what we really want, and to find out how others can cooperate with that, then we can give them the opportunity to show us who they really are. And then we can believe that. So this way to actually be present and to move courageously from the heart. That's what courage means. It means to move forward from the energy of your wonderful, powerful heart. So don't make assumptions. Finally, we have always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstances, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. And you know, sometimes when I am in self-judgment, because let's say I'm tired and I am, so tired is a little bit of a way of being sick, right? And I'm running and I'm doing as fast as I can and I'm gonna be a little bit late. I actually taught myself this even in my 20s, that if I was running late for something, instead of abusing myself or by being in stress and worry about it, I just decided, you know what, I am doing my best. And if that means that this whatever thing I'm going to that I'm running late for, if they reject me because of it, well, then that's right for all of us. It means I'm not ready for it, or it means it's not a match, or whatever it means. And if I sit with that, I am doing my best. We also give ourselves the opportunity to approach life fearlessly, with presence again. And we can give ourselves permission then to have the tools of making amends or making atonement. So what I mean by that is, if I'm running late, if I take a moment to go, okay, if I'm doing my best, did I do anything selfish? Did I do anything negligent? Did I do anything that was a, you know, by omission, a sin of omission? Or am I putting too much pressure on myself to do more things? There might be somewhere in that along the line there where, while this is my best right now, which makes me run late, is there something else that I can do to make it even better, to validate the fact that this is my best? And so then I can make amends with myself and sometimes with the other person. And then I can make atonement. And that means that I will adjust and attune the energy so that anything that I have taken because of my shortcomings, I can fill in with my growth, which starts right now, as I affirm that I am doing my best and I make amends and atonement to do my best as I'm going forward. So we can validate in ourselves that we are always doing our best, because in the moment that we choose that we're doing our best and that best is getting better, then we are always able to be in the fluorescence, in the growth, and then to see the synchronicities are just as they are intended to be for our highest good. So let me see what's going on here. Hi. Hi, Mary. It's great to be reminded of the Four Agreements, right? Oh. So if I can leave you with anything today, it is my love, of course, and also to allow yourself to be in the presence of your own beautiful energy. And perhaps it is to take in a transmission such as is in the Four Agreements. And that as you are in your own beautiful energy and you validate yourself and you love and nurture yourself, that allows life to be cooperative with you. Because if we take nothing personally, everything that is happening is a projection of themselves. Well, that's what life is showing us as well, too. But with love, with absolute love and care, and with the encouragement that we are that powerful. Well, thank you for joining me today on this podcast. And I look forward to connecting with you again. If you are listening or watching, however you are, just want to remind you to leave a review, a comment, and to share it with someone that you feel in your heart could benefit by it. And also just to check out all of the links in the show notes. I have many different programs that are on demand. And I'm just so happy to be here with you and appreciate you coming to a space like this for yourself and also blessing me with your light as you do attend it. Thanks for all your work on our beautiful world. And thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.